Hey everybody, I'm Sonny.
I'm Steve.
And we're with the band Exile.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
Somewhere in the night, I fell in love with you. You wandered through my dreams, and you stole away my blues. All of a sudden, a brand new feeling opened up inside. And I don't know whether to jump through the roof or break right down and cry. I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day. Am I still dreaming? Is it supposed to feel this way? I'm running around with a foolish grin, painted all over my face. I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day. I used to run around in no particular direction. I ran across a lot of pretty women, but I couldn't make a connection. But last night when you held me tight, you turned my life around. And I opened up my eyes this morning. I said, look at here what I found. I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day. Am I still dreaming? Is it supposed to feel this way? I'm running around with a foolish grin, painted all over my face. I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day.
One of my favorite bands, and I love to meet them every year, is Exile. Welcome.
Thank you, Lee. Good to see you again this year.
Thanks, Lee. Appreciate it.
And we have Steve and Sonny with us. And I was saying, every time I take your interview back to England, they network it across the FM stations, and they just love... I mean, you've got so many hits.
Well, we've been very fortunate through the years, you know, and we're just glad that people are still enjoying our music. We're very appreciative of that, for sure.
Now, the other thing is, you're celebrating 60 years this year.
Yeah.
And I think, if I'm right, you're the longest-running country, well, longest-running group that's still performing.
Well, we're...
As far as we know, in some ways we are. There, it's you'd have to add self-contained.
Sure.
To the category. The Beach Boys had their first show in 1962 or 61, and then the Stones, of course, they're in your neck of the woods.
Well, they're 60 as well.
Yeah.
Oldest in America, maybe. Oldest country music, probably.
Yeah.
You know, so there's some qualifications to that, but we're plenty old.
but we qualify for that.
But you're basically the same band.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Which the Beach Boys aren't.
True.
Now. I mean,
yeah.
Where's the Beach Boy? Oh yeah, there you go.
Which one? Which act? Which group out there? Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. So anyway, you continue touring all the time. How many sort of dates do you do a year?
We do between 50 and 60 dates a year. You know, and keeps us pretty busy.
Yeah. I know you're dying to come over to Europe again.
You know, prior to us doing this interview, we talked about it, and we talked about this last year with you. We'd love to get back over there. We think there's still an audience, at least we hope there's still an audience that would love to hear our music, see us live. And if there's a way that we can put it together, we would love to come over.
I think Wembley was the last time we played. That's how far back it's been.
That was a few years ago.
My goodness.
So is there any new music to go for the 60 years?
Funny you should ask. This past year, we've been working and writing on a lot of new songs, and we're right near the end of completion of a brand new project that's going to be released sometime very late spring or early summer. And the title of the project is called A Million Miles Later, which also happens to be one of the title song of the project.
Just a dream, but here we are, as crazy as it seems. We're better off, a little worse for wear, but somehow we made it on a wing and a prayer. The turning of the wheels, the hum of the road, you're always with me everywhere I go. Don't know why you did, but you stayed with me. And when I seem lost on some dead end street, now a million miles later, 10,000 nights with you, we've climbed a lot of mountains and even moved a few, made mistakes and memories wherever we've been. Now a million miles later, I do it all, even through it all, I do it all. Figure it out, get our own sweet time. The answer's somewhere in between the white lines. A million miles later, 10,000 nights with you. We've climbed a lot of mountains and even moved a few. Made mistakes and memories wherever we've been. Now a million miles later.
Hey everybody, I'm Sonny.
I'm Steve.
And we're with the band Exile.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
So we're really excited about that coming out. Can't wait for people to hear all this new music.
So every track is new.
Yes, it is. It's all new, and Sonny and JP have gotten their footing again as songwriters for the band. They've teamed up with a famous writer, Sharon Vaughn, and the music is incredible. I have to say, I got to take my hat off to them. They have come up in typical fashion for these two. It's really, really refreshing.
good, because I remember the last album I had was the Garage Tapes.
Correct. Yes, absolutely. Which happens to be one of my favorites personally, because it kind of chronicles the songwriting process and all the early songs, you know, from the pop albums and some of the country albums. But I will say on this new project, again, title of which is A Million Miles Later, we do one cover song, one. And it's we do it in typical Exile style. It's a song that was made famous by Tennessee Ernie Ford called 16 Tons.
Okay,
if
good.
If you remember that song.
Well, that's on the Garage Tapes, isn't it?
Well, the actual... Yes, it is on that, but we went back and re-recorded it to have a proper recording, because on the Garage Tapes, we literally taped a rehearsal all those years ago on a boombox.
Well, it sounded like it was in the garage.
It practically was, but we thought, you know, it's kind of in keeping of what that whole thing was about, that project. So we've re-recorded it, and it'll be included on this new project.
Well, looking forward to that. Yeah. Love the song.
Hey everybody, I'm Sonny.
I'm Steve.
And we're with the band Exile.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
Yeah, so are you playing at all this week anywhere?
Well, we're...
we're actually headed out for a cruise, the Rock and Romance Cruise, which is all rock acts. You know, unfortunately, we qualify because we had the one big pop hit, Kiss You All Over. So, you know, we're one of those few acts that can kind of cross that line comfortably even after all these years. So we're very happy about that. We've done this cruise before, and it's really a blast.
Because it's quite a big thing now, music cruises now. I see there's not every style of music has got a cruise now.
Yeah, I mean, they've got, you know, disco cruise, the malt shop cruise, the, you know, soul cruise, whatever it is. So it's fun.
Good. How long are you on this? 7 days?
Well, for this particular cruise, it is 7 days, but they split the acts up. We're on the first part of the cruise, which is just 3 days. So every act is on this cruise for just 3 days.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's a lot of fun. Like Steve said, we did it before and had a blast.
Yeah. So you're touring for the rest of the year?
Absolutely. You know, dates are still coming in and traveling all across the country.
Great. What is it? I mean, you look so fit. I mean, it's wonderful, you know? Some of the new bands don't look as healthy as you two do.
And with our history, we shouldn't look this good.
Yeah, it's all milk and cookies these days, Lee.
Okay, you know? okay, yeah. The alcohol's a long gone.
Believe
dream.
Me when I tell you, it is long gone.
Yeah.
We had way too much fun, and that was in the past.
Yeah. Even the egos are gone, almost.
Almost. Oh, you have to keep a little bit in this business to keep sane. But there you go. Well, boys, look forward to it. We will work on some way of getting you over there, because I still have yet to see you live. I think I saw you at Wembley, but my memory don't go back that far. But, you know, the last time I was here, I think I missed you by a day because I had to leave or whatever.
Yeah.
But I really want to see the band. I keep watching the videos. So.
Okay.
If there's any show that you see you'd like to come to, please let us know in advance. You'll get red carpet treatment, I promise.
Okay. Great. It's all good.
Okay. Well, have a great trip. Enjoy the cruise.
Thank you.
And we'll see you in the UK and look forward to the album. So when's the album out?
Again, late spring or early summer. The release date has not been determined yet, but you'll hear about it, I promise you.
We'll get Bev to get me a copy.
You bet. Okay. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Lee.
After 31 years, Exile come back with a brand new single. It's called Rough Around the Edges.